What's up, biohackers? I've got to tell you about this delicious drink that I am sipping on. You know we try to eat clean, prioritize pure ingredients, especially when it comes to our protein powder. If we're not intentional with our sourcing, we could be exposed to so many harmful chemicals and toxins that are hidden in what appear to be healthy and nutrient-rich ingredients. This is why I got to tell you about PW1 whey protein powder from Puri. Puri is third-party tested against more than 200 contaminants. It's also free from hormones, GMOs, and pesticides. Bonus, it is soy-free and gluten-free. It has 21 grams of protein per serving, which makes it a really easy way to increase your daily intake, especially for our ladies out there. And what we all want to know when it comes to our nutrition, is it delicious? Yes, it really, truly is. I am drinking it every single morning these days. I've been pretty much drooling over the bourbon vanilla flavored protein powder in my morning nutrition stack. It's great in my coffee, my home-crafted smoothie, and actually works really well just in my shaker bottle with water. These ingredients are so simple. There's no added artificial sweeteners, so none of the bitter, cringy tastes that come along with a lot of healthy powders. It's just pure and so yummy. Puri is pure origin, potency, and peace of mind. They believe in full transparency with all of their products, including their PW1 whey protein powder. And each batch is certified by the Clean Label Project. Okay, but what does that mean? It is tested for heavy metals, bisphenols, residual solvents, and all of the other yucky stuff we do not want in our bodies. Lastly, every Puri product comes with a QR code with those specific batch test results, so you know exactly what you're getting. Of course, we always want to educate and empower you to be your own best health advocate, so don't just take our word for it. With Puri, you can find the real transparent data behind every single batch, which makes Puri a supplement brand that we can easily trust. All right, so here's the details. Right now, Puri is offering our listeners 20% off their PW1 whey protein and all of their other incredible products. Go now to our exclusive URL, puri.com/biohackerbabes, and use our promo code biohackerbabes. This will even apply to your already discounted subscriptions, and you'll get almost a third off of the price. They are being so, so generous with our audience. Go to puri.com/biohackerbabes. Do not wait. We have our promo code biohackerbabes at puri.com/biohackerbabes. This is nutrition made oh so simple. All right, biohackers, let's get back to the show.
I gave up root cause. Gave up saying it. There isn't one root cause. The water soon becomes just this unrecognizable, chaotic. The ripples all run into each other because it's just metabolic chaos.
Hey there. Welcome to the Biohacker Babes podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Renee, a certified nutritional consultant with a master's degree in nutrition.
What's up? And I'm Lauren, functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and Czech movement specialist. We're sisters and we're joining forces to empower you to become your own biohacker and upgrade your life.
Our mission is to provide actionable steps so you can optimize your health, strengthen your intuition, and support your body's natural healing abilities. Because life is too short to not feel your best every single day.
Thank you for joining us and welcome to the show.
Welcome to episode 236 of the Biohacker Babes. My name is Lauren. I'm tuning in today from New York City, and I'm joined by my sister and co-host Renee Bells across the country in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. Welcome, Renee.
Hi. Good to see you.
Always good to see you. And always good to have these amazing conversations with you. How many times have we said this? Like, long time coming. But actually, if you've been listening to us for a while and you've heard, I don't know if you skip over the bios at the beginning, but if you've heard me say functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner after my name a million times, you're finally going to understand what that is today. So we are bringing on Reed Davis, who is the founder and creator of the FDN, Functional Diagnostic Nutrition Practitioner course. And we're going to chat all about how really he changed my career and my own health journey. It's created a system of determining upstream root causes. It's a whole system of addressing diet, rest, exercise, nutrition. We're going to get into all of that and looking at functional labs. So really getting some personalized information, which is, I think you'll understand a lot of the motivations behind how we run this podcast. Like, we're trying to empower you to take agency over your health. And so whether you are just a health advocate consumer
or if you are a practitioner or maybe somewhere in between that you like to work on your own health through the education, this episode is for you. The big takeaway is that if you've had non-answers or no answers from doctors ever in your life, there are always healing opportunities. We have so much that we can do for our health, and Reed does a great job explaining all of those options.
Yeah, I love his mission, and he definitely knows his purpose on this planet. He's so passionate about that. I love that. I will say my little takeaway was I actually really appreciated how he walks you through your supplement stack. So people get overwhelmed by which supplements to take, how much to take, how long to take. But he has like a good system approach of what you should be thinking about. So I'll leave that there for you guys. Make sure you
stay. Four S's of supplementation. Even I was trying to remember them as he was explaining them. A great understanding to have. You're taking a lot of stuff. Yeah. So a little more about Reed Davis. He is a board certified holistic health practitioner and certified nutritional therapist and an expert in functional lab testing and holistic lifestyle medicine. He is the founder of Functional Diagnostic Nutrition and the FDN certification course with over 4,000 graduates in 50 countries. Reed served as a health director at a wellness center in Southern California for over 10 years, and with over 10,000 clients is known as one of the most experienced clinicians in his field. He serves on the advisory board of the American Natural Wellness Coaches Board and the American Association of Natural Wellness Coaches. He has offered us a free guidebook if you would like to learn more about these tenets and principles that we speak about in the podcast. So you can scroll down to the show notes. And if you're interested in FDN training, also some links down below so you can learn more. And of course, you can always reach out to me if you have specific questions, but I cannot plug this program more, really, truly life-changing. So we hope you enjoy this conversation. Okay, welcome, Reed, to the Biohacker Babes podcast. We are so happy to have you here today.
I'm so pleased to be here, Lauren and Renee. Great to see you.
Great to see you. Yes, this really, truly has been a long time coming because I'm a FDN graduate of 2011. Your program changed my career and it changed my own health. And I found FDN in the midst of a kind of a peak burnout period, going a million miles an hour, teaching health and fitness, but not embodying what I was helping my clients to strive for. And I did have the wherewithal to hit the pause button. And I paused on one of my jobs, multiple jobs at the time, hit the pause button and enrolled in the FDN course as a way to fill my time of doing less, which doesn't, quite make sense. But I'm so glad that I did because it really changed everything. When I discovered the principles of FDN and discovered lab testing, that was the key to unlock so many doors. And it's changed my health and so much of my clients' health. So I have a lot to owe to you. And just so excited to have you talk about FDN. So I'd love to drop in and just hear about your inspiration for creating the program and any kind of background that you want to share.
Yeah, well, thanks so much. And that story is pretty common. FDN is a course in functional lab work as it applies to all natural drug-free therapies. So lab work, but drug-free therapies. And you took the course and it helped you personally. That's part of the point. And then you were able to turn around and help other people with the knowledge and training. And that's the other point. So you did it. You did good. And and people come to us at different points on their journey, if you will. Most people have a college education or some college. They have a certificate or two in something helpful, some modality, whether it be nutrition or personal fitness or other similar type of things. So you came at a certain point where you had some burnout and it helped you. And that alone is worth the price of admission, we think. So thanks for that.
Yeah.
When did FDN start? When did you start the program?
Yeah. So on the background part in the starting FDN part, it was quite an evolution. And because in the 90s, I was in environmental law and conservation, and I thought I was saving the whole planet. I was on a mission. I've always been very mission and purpose driven in my life, for the most part, making people happy and being helpful, helping. And so helping save the planet's good. But around the end of the last century, in the end of the 90s, I started wondering more about people. What about people? You know, all these dead birds and fish and stuff. It's horrible. But I was in my 40s, and I didn't want anything sneaking up on me. So I changed jobs, and I went to work in a clinic. And, oh, my God, it was such an open, it was an alternative health clinic. And I just went in there to run the business. I was a good businessman. But the owner invited me to take a nutrition class with her. She was getting her diplomat in nutritional therapy and said, hey, you know, you could go and do this if you're interested. And who wouldn't jump on that? You know, and also she said, you could work on our patients between your classes. Now, who wouldn't jump on that, right? So I did. And I'll just sort of try to fast forward a little bit. But I wanted to tell you, I started not knowing very much about it, but at the same time being really curious and enthusiastic and just really wanting to help and, you know, serve a purpose. And so in that clinic, I got every opportunity to do all those things. And what started FDN was the first observation I made was that everybody coming in the clinic was sick or downward spiraling in some way and had been to 8-10 other practitioners. And, you know, you guys know, you can go to you can feel really bad and go to somebody, Western medicine maybe, and they say, oh, nothing's wrong with you. Your blood work looks normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So,
well, then what, you know, and I was just taking nutrition classes. I really didn't know much, but what I do in Southern California all the time, I ride my motorcycle in the mountains where I live. And man, I had to get the best chance to think and be clear on things. And I thought about the folks back at the clinic. I said, man, I can't believe, number one, they're putting their health in someone else's hands instead of taking control. And I thought that was different. And I have to admit, I'd never really been to a doctor before, so I didn't know what they're going through. I'd been for some injuries, sports and things. You know, I just didn't get it. Why are you putting your health in? You've been to 10 practitioners and you're not better yet? That's a ripoff. Isn't that a ripoff? I mean, that's what I thought. Yeah. And so I said, it's kind of crazy. I said, you know what? I'm going to be the last person these people need to see. I'm going to figure out what's really wrong with them. You know, I'm not a doctor, so I can't diagnose or treat. And who wants to? They've already done that 10 times, and it didn't work. So I went to work running labs. I just thank goodness that just I fell in. It was time and place and recognizing opportunities and jumping on this thing. Remember, I'm 70 now, so I was late 40s and started a new career. And it's been amazing. But so I spent, here's the thing. I spent 10 years in that clinic running thousands of labs on thousands of people and making observations. And I had great mentorship, the labs, the scientists, the researchers, the physicians I knew who were open to things. The clinic was alternative, which later became complementary, which then became integrative, which then became functional medicine and personalized medicine and all these things. And it has not yet fully evolved. We could talk about that if you want. But I was just a guy in a right time and place to run all these labs and make observations. And then after about 10 years, I've made some observations. I figured some things out. I had a system of assessments and what's really wrong. What's really wrong here? And I came up with some terms and some strategies. And then without ever diagnosing or treating a specific medical condition, because I'm not licensed to do that. And this became kind of the foundation of the health coach mentality. It's like, we can do a lot of good. We don't need a license. And that involved all natural drug-free therapies. So today the course that we teach is fully accredited by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. So, you know, run labs, do all the assessments, apply the principles of health building. And at some point, everyone said, Reed, you should be teaching. You should be teaching. You should be teaching. And I didn't really want to. I only did what I did to make our clinic successful and have happy clients. But I was called, and I put on my first seminar in 2008. Again, after just about 10 years of doing, and I'd never named it. I was a nutritionist, nutritional therapist. I was a personal trainer. I was a massage. I took all these certifications along the way and became one of those over-certified people. but I had my own system, and I taught that first, just kind of a workshop in 2008, and it freaking took off. I mean, it just was, people were slurping it up with a spoon, you know, licensed, non-licensed people, again, some college or a degree, even masters, some PhDs, some licensed people, chiropractors, acupuncturists, even a few DOs or MDs and others. But I just started teaching in 2008, and I had to call it something. So circling back to the original question, I came up with this name, functional, because it is very functional. It's also very foundational. The F could be, you know, and then the D is diagnostic or data-driven. No medical diagnosis. Never do that. And then nutrition. So functional diagnostic nutrition or foundational data-driven nutrition or nurturing. So I took this FDN concept and have... It's just been amazing that the journey since then of the worldwide community we've developed and so on and so on. So that's FDN in a nutshell.
Very cool. Such I love the interchangeable stuff. Words there. It all makes very a lot of sense. Data-driven, nurturing. Yes. Yeah. All these things we do.
Yeah, that's because people kept asking me, hey, why'd you put diagnosis in the name if we're not allowed to give any diagnosis? I said, I don't know. It just seemed cool at the time. I had to name this weekend workshop, and now we're kind of stuck with it. But so since then, I've kind of massaged it a bit to, you know, very foundational, data-driven, nurturing, but it's still FDN either way.
Yeah. Powerful. Man, I can only imagine what you saw with thousands of labs over the years. It's so eye-opening to see that. Yeah. And the trends that you probably started to see, it's fascinating. And the listeners have heard my health journey a lot, but I'll tell you, Reed, in 2007, which is when I really like crashed, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. Traditional medicine didn't know what was wrong because my labs were normal. I found a chiropractor who ran a 4-point salivary cortisol panel on me, and my cortisol was completely flatlined.
Yeah.
And that was just like the first eye opening of like traditional medicine that said I was normal, but there's other tests out there. And then that kind of like took me down that path. But
yeah, that's really common. It's not normal and it shouldn't be, but those are the kind of things that you discover or see along the way. I could tell you about a lady. This was early on. Remember, I came back from a motorcycle ride and said, I'm going to be the last person all these people need to see, which is nuts. I didn't know
how,
but I was determined, and I actually worked really hard. I'm not the smartest guy, but I'm one of the hardest working people, you'd know. And so I had a lady come in early on, for instance. Now, she was coming in for chiropractic, and I would walk the people back. We had a big place and a lot of treatment rooms, and I'd walk the patients back to get their treatment. And I could tell she was really sad, down. Hey, you know, I call her by her first name. What's going on? I'm really just so frustrated today, Reed. You know, I'm just so unhappy. Why? You know, me, I'm always happy. And it's kind of a pain in the neck for people when they want to tell their sad story, you know, but so I just have to hold back sometimes. And she said, I'm just so frustrated with this extra 40 pounds that I'm carrying. And me, I'm about to say, well, what are we going to do about that? And she's like, and there's nothing I could do about it. She says, I'm on this medication for the hives, red blotches. And, you know, it makes me gain weight. And I'm about to, you know, and I went to the doctor the other day, Reed, and it was just so frustrating. I told him that I was really frustrated with this extra weight because of the medication for the hives. And he said, according to her, he said, lady, you can be fat or you can have the hives. take your pick.
Oh,
and now I'm like looking
wow.
at it, going, wow, that really is sad, you know? and then she says, and you know what? I told him that that was very depressing. And he said, I'll be happy to write your prescription for antidepressants.
Oh my gosh.
And unbelievable. So, yeah, what is unbelievable, but it's very sad.
Yeah. Again, I'm kind of just learning. I'm running lots of labs and things on people. She wasn't even my client. You know? And I just said, you know, I feel your pain, but why didn't you ever try to find out why you get the hives? What? You know, her head snapped around so hard. I thought she wouldn't need her chiropractic treatment that day. and so skipping forward just a little bit, sent her home with a couple test kits and got the results and advised her. And she told me later, within 9 days of getting off certain foods and cleaning up some environmental things, within 9 days, she was off her medication that she'd been on for 2 years and was told, be fat or have the hives, take your pick. And wow. Yeah, she called her doctor and told her I'm off it because I found out why I get the hives. What a concept, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the kind of discoveries and things that happened over and over and over again. By the way, in another week or so, she told me, Reed, I'm going to the gym and taking hot showers. I'm like, okay. She goes, no, you don't understand. I haven't worked out to a sweat or taken a hot shower in 2 years because even on the medication, I would get the hives.
Mm.
Wow. So you talk about upsetting. An ultimate happy ending, you know, like she's losing weight now. All these things went on. So I knew then I was on the right track, and I just doubled down on running labs. Discovered a system of a pattern that one would follow if they've tried everything, maybe even been told there's nothing wrong with you, or they have kind of an obscure diagnosis like years of chronic fatigue. Back then, the most popular thing, was fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of kids with ADD and ADHD and these kind of junkyard diagnoses. Not that they don't exist. There's legit. But, man, to just throw everybody into that bucket and medicate them wasn't – we knew that wasn't right, right? You guys
– Yeah.
You could see where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Fibromyalgia, CFS, it's like you're just having all these symptoms and we don't know why, so we're just going to label it XYZ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So you stop asking questions.
Exactly. You meet a certain criteria. You check off enough boxes. Oh, that's CFS. You check off a couple more. Oh, that's fibromyalgia. And on and on. Yeah. But people with ordinary stuff, people with migraines, and again, kids are so joyful to work with. And they respond very quickly because their bodies are very anabolic. You know, they're growing. So you're in a natural anabolic, which means growing state. You know, by the time you hit 40, you're not anabolic naturally anymore. You're pretty much catabolic, you know.
Yeah. And a lot of years of probably not eating well and doing all the things wrong to make up for
and we're more rigid belief systems. I can imagine in this clinic, you just had so many people that had been told this binary way of thinking for so long. It's like out of our understanding that we are even allowed to ask why. And isn't that sort of the opening of the door to even begin to entertain these possibilities that there could be upstream things going on, right? Like we have to believe that there may be another answer.
Yes. I was talking to a physician once way at the beginning or before all this, and I'd always been curious. I read a book when I was 19 called Healing Ourselves. So that's over 50 years ago. I read Healing Ourselves by Noboru Muramoto. It's on my shelf to my left. It's all old and, you know, dog-eared and yellow pages now, but I still have it. And so I'd always kind of been into staying away from drugs and natural ways and things. So when my mom got put on thyroid back in the 90s, you know, I was talking to this guy. I said, hey, my mom's on thyroid now. Does she have to, you know, what's the deal? Can't she take figure something out, like, and do something more natural? And the physician said, nope, she'll be on that the rest of her life. There's nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. And That kind of got my hackles up a bit. I mean, I was still in the environmental field then, but I was saying it doesn't sound right. You know, like we need mm-hmm. to be more in control of our own lives. And so if you want, I mean, that would bring up the discussion of, is it genetics or is it epigenetics? You know, I'm sure you've had guests talk about, is it your genes? Partly, about 9%. Some people say less. The rest is all epigenetics. It's expression of the genes. And where do you go from? You can't change your parents or grandparents, you know, and you've got, you know, two parents and four grandparents. Everyone does. And so you can't get away from that, but you can certainly live a certain way. It's the epigenetics that matter most. So FDN includes an epigenetic program. It's all about the environment, which, you know, is where I started in the whole thing. So it's a very natural progression for me. There's some things I wish I didn't do when I was younger. Now that
I do want to pick your brain about that, but I would love to go into the general framework that you present with FDN, the Dress for Health Success. That acronym, I just think, is the most foundational and the most powerful. And I'm assuming that came out of the clinic and seeing these really foundational imbalances. Can you talk about Dress?
Yeah, Lauren, that's amazing. Thank you for bringing that up, because that is kind of one of our claims to fame. We have two sort of steps. Well, there's three, but so the first step is always to do the investigational work. You are looking for the hidden, HIDDEN, hidden stressors and contributors to metabolic chaos. So we don't have a medical diagnosis. There's chaos, and there's all these causal factors, and they're all working at the same time. They're all creating downward spirals, and they're all having an effect on each other. And you hardly hear that anywhere. Mm-hmm. Listeners, I'm going to say it again. All these causal factors, not only are they there creating downward spirals in health, function, balance, whatever, they're having an effect on each other, which is in some cases not even measurable, not singly measurable. And that's coming from a guy who has run a few labs. And I've been teaching a course in lab work since 2008. So I'm telling you, you can't measure everything with a test, but you can extrapolate. You can look at it. If you have a system of observation, it's really a construct. So it's the hormone, immune, digestion, detoxification, energy production, nervous system. You can throw some other things in there. But that HIDDE, an investigation. We run labs, saliva, urine, blood, stool, some questionnaires and things. And we assess and we make a call. Oh, here's what it looks like is really wrong with you. Forget the diagnosis, it's medical. There's stuff going on upstream, and we sort that out by making these observations of healing opportunities. So we identify as many healing opportunities as possible with the labs at hand. And really, that hasn't evolved fully yet either. But then what? Well, now you can design that epigenetic program for that one individual. Everybody's a study of one. There's no cohorts in FDN. It's about you, because you're unique and don't need to go into that too much. Then, once you've assessed, you can apply the principles of health building through lifestyle. And it is, you said, Dress for Health Success. So that stands for diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, and supplementation, DRESS.
I can see clearly with my glasses on. Ooh, didn't know I was recording. Okay, hey, biohackers, are you spending long hours in front of screens and feeling the strain in your eyes or struggling with poor sleep? Well, we've got a game changer for you. Introducing Filter Optics, the ultimate solution to combat the negative effects of blue light. In today's digital age, we are surrounded by screens, from our computers to phones, TVs, and ambient lighting. Did you know that overexposure to artificial blue light has been linked to various health issues such as depression, anxiety, cancer, diabetes, and heart disease? It is time to take control of our well-being with this easy, oh-so-easy-to-implement biohack.
Filter Optics, the premium blue light blocking glasses designed to remove eye strain, lower stress, and improve our sleep quality. These glasses aren't just a fashion statement, though they look so, so cool. They're a science-based solution to the problems caused by prolonged exposure to blue light. What sets Filter Optics apart is that they come in four different lenses, each scientifically formulated and lab tested for optimal blue light blocking. You can choose from clear, yellow, orange, and red lenses tailored to meet your specific needs and preferences. And we do not know another company offering this many choices. The clear lens is perfect for daytime use, offering subtle protection without altering your color perception. The yellow lens enhances contrast and reduces eye strain, making it really ideal for those long work hours. The orange lens is your go-to for the evening, helping to unwind and prepare for a restful night's sleep. And of course, our red lens is the ultimate sleep aid, blocking the most disruptive wavelengths of blue light right before you go to sleep. Say goodbye to digital eye fatigue and hello to improved health and wellness. Filter Optics is not just a pair of glasses, but a true investment in your long-term health, productivity, and general superhumanness. If these sound like the glasses you have been waiting for, head over to filteroptics.com/biohackerbabes and use discount code biohackerbabes to save 15% on your order. That is filteroptics with an X .com/biohackerbabes and use discount code biohackerbabes to save 15%. We are on a mission to normalize blue light blocking glasses everywhere we go, and we hope you'll join us. All right, biohackers, let's get back to the show.
If it isn't diet and rest and exercise or supplementation, it falls under stress reduction. That could be the way you think. That could be radiation. That could be you hate your neighbors. You know, it could be a lot of things, you know, which is mind stuff. Spiritual, psycho-spiritual, all the existential things. All of that.
It's a big category.
The biochemical stressors. The stressors I have are mostly physical pain from a well-used body. But, you know, it's all stress. So DRESS, I think actually your listeners can get a free copy of our Dress for Health Success guidebook if they follow up on your show notes. But
excellent. Great. Yeah.
So HIDDEN, hidden stressors and contributors to metabolic chaos. You sort it out. You're sorting out metabolic chaos in a methodical and proper way using science. So a lot of urine, blood stool. Then applying the principles to you as a unique individual. We don't treat the paper, which is what a lot of people will say. Well, I already ran a test. And, oh, yeah, they said I had this and that. Well, what do you do about it? Well, I took something. They're always about what agent, what dosage, what frequency, what duration for that agent of, and they're really not considering all the other things that are epigenetic forces. Mm-hmm. So not going off too much in that, but so once we, step one is to assess, run the labs, get clinical correlation with the person, has to be applied to them. And it tells most people, they're so happy because we're finally explaining why you feel so crappy. But someone else said, there's nothing wrong with you. Or here's your one diagnosis. And then three would be the health coaching process, which is why health coaches is one of the fastest growing sort of jobs or, you know, industries or vocations that there is
needed.
Growing fast, because one thing I can guarantee is you're never going to run out of customers. You know,
that is true.
You're never going to run out of customers if you just know how to sort them out, find the ones that are right for you. Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of business consulting as well, but my claim to fame is FDN, which is the system of labs, the system of applying principles of health building, and then a working with someone for a while. So Dress came out of, I'll just finish with this. I'm in the office and people like that lady I told you about, and I could give you another 10 stories right off the top of my head. And I would say, you know, you're coming in the office regular, you're a good patient. You know, you show up and you're on time and you come back and you get your treatments, everything. But what are you doing at home? What are you doing at home? That's the most important consideration, is what's your home? They said, what do you mean? What can I do? And I, you know, like most chiropractic assistants and and personal trainers, and you know, I would give them exercising and stretching, you know, but then it, so there's that. And then it became, well, what about your sleep? You know, what about all these other things? And diet, because I was in nutrition, was huge. And I found out real quick, not everyone reacts the same way to the Atkins diet, which was the most popular diet in 2000, 2001. It was a rage, and it worked for me because I'm a protein guy. But man, I gave the book to some of our patients, and they tried it, and they hated it. It either did no good at all or made them worse. So now what the hell do I do? So I had to sort out the whole diet thing, finding the right one for a person, for each. Everyone's a study of one. There's one diet that's going to work for you. And it might not even be your brother's or sister's or mother's diet. You know, like it's, nope. Anyway, so yeah. The whole DRESS thing came from trying to coach people up on what they could do at home and be in charge of themselves.
Hmm. Yeah, the bio-individual component is so important. So what are some of the top things people should be doing at home? Maybe even before they do lab testing, like what foundational things can people start right away?
Well, usually people wait till the end. Ask me for my secret. But I get up every day, try to have the best attitude I possibly can. You know, I think setting your state of mind is really critical. And being a very high-toned person, you know, enthusiasm about something. So for me, that's having a purpose in life. You know, mm-hmm. You get up every day and you think your purpose is to
go to work,
whatever, you know, like something else. No, it's got to have meaning for me. And I find most people are happier when they have a purpose. But then you're going to eat breakfast. Well, that matters. You know, that's the diet. However often you eat, whether you're doing time-restricted eating or all the different things, fasting. We can talk about diet. But you should wake up well-rested. So diet, rest. Exercise goes without saying these days. You know, sitting is the new smoking. But there's no one exercise program that's right for every single person. I certainly can't exercise. That's how I damaged my body, was going to kickboxing and these other things. And, you know, I'm looking at a hip that's arthritic and torn labrum. So it's from kickboxing. It isn't that I fell and hurt myself, although I've done that too. But that so being careful with your body, you can't do this. Certain exercise you can actually overdo. So diet, rest, exercise, the right exercise. And then that stress reduction is huge. It comes in, again, the mental, emotional, the chemical and biochemical stressors of the planet and the filthy world we live in, polluted and toxic. And it's in our food and air and water. And so stress reduction is important, whether it be that mental, emotional. Me, I pray. I get up in the morning, try to find a way to be on purpose. And then lastly is that trauma. You know, again, the injuries that a body takes. You could have fallen off a swing when you're 6. And the downward spiral that created could still be there when you're 56 or 36, you know. And so even birth trauma is really important. So, you know, the way you come out, that could matter long term. Mm-hmm. You want to hear the weirdest thing about stress and stress reduction?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
What's up, biohackers? Are you tired of feeling tired? Maybe you're one to hit the snooze button from time to time and then slam your head straight back on the pillow. With all of the responsibilities that we have to take care of in a given day at work, at home, with our families, with our friends, it's no wonder that we feel tired so often. Maybe you're the kind of person that takes care of a lot of different things and a lot of different people. But if you really stop to think about it, who is taking care of you? One of my favorite strategies is to use Magnesium Breakthrough, an all-natural supplement that helps me to sleep more peacefully and reduce my daytime fatigue by supporting my energy on a cellular level. It even strengthens muscle and improves our heart and brain function. While most magnesium supplements aren't full spectrum, Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains the optimal ratio of all 7 essential types of magnesium.
Imagine having the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and face the day boldly and courageously. To be able to show up as your best self and keep that energy up through the day and into the night. So if you want to feel more energized and get the best night's sleep you've had in perhaps forever, check out bioptimizers.com/biohackerbabes and use the promo code biohackerbabes10. Again, that is bioptimizers.com/biohackerbabes and the promo code biohackerbabes10. You will be amazed at how much better you feel by taking Magnesium Breakthrough. Let's get back to the show. Yes, we
do. The stress doesn't even have to be there anymore.
Mm.
So, you know, people always say, I'm looking for the root cause, looking for the root cause. Well, good. It might not even exist anymore. So you could be really looking for a long time for that one. Mm-hmm. It's just that the downward spiral that it created is still in play. And so there's a study just came out of the University of California, San Diego, where I live, that kind of proved that. We kind of always knew it, but it's scientific. There's things like that, the polyvagal theory and other things that are worth looking up. And I gave up root cause, saying it. Never gave up looking for it. Gave up saying it because it's just metabolic chaos. There isn't one root cause. And as I said earlier, they're crashing into each other. You know, the picture I do in my slides is I have a clear pond, body of water, anything. And you say you chuck 6 or 8 big stones up in the air and they spread out and each one creates a ring. Well, yeah, if you could find that one stone and that ring, you know, that's a downward spiral in your body, an imbalance that is going to keep going. But what happens is the water soon becomes just this unrecognizable, chaotic. The ripples all run into each other. And what do you have? You have a pool that's not smooth anymore. It's really rough, just all looking all chaotic. And that's why I don't look for one root cause anymore. I just sort out metabolic chaos with a system of lab investigations. And so the last S is supplements. And I've designed a few, but mostly there's some really good products out there.
There's a lot of supplements out there.
Lots. Yeah, and you could spend show after show on different strategies. And so rather than the specific ones or brands, you know, I enjoy the strategy of supplementation along with diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction. Supplementation then kind of, it's sort of a superpower that you can overlay on top of your other good habits. And I can't tell you how many people I had in the office and I had a whiteboard next to me all the time, always just showing them stuff. DRESS. So first, you know, I show someone their labs and they go, what should I take? Well, let's take a look at your diet. Let's take a look at how you sleep. Let's take a look. Let's take your wife out to dinner. Let's take, you know, whatever. Take a hike if you don't want to listen. Because if you just want to take supplements and you think you're going to supplement your way out of all these other bad behaviors, it's very unlikely. As much as they're good stuff, powerful, lots of research and everything, you can't supplement your way out of it. So the strategy is with supplements, they call it the 4 S's of supplementation. There certainly is substituting for what's missing in food. You know, so you have food that's grown in hot houses, it's grown in soils that are totally depleted and these things. So it's missing its vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, antioxidants, phytonutrients, trace elements. All those things need to be in food and we should get it from food, but it's just not there anymore. So the first S of supplements is substitution for what's missing. Then, people aren't showing up saying, I want to substitute for what's missing in my food. They're saying, I feel like crap. I feel this. So there's kind of support. The other next is support. Support for your adrenals. Support for your immune system. And there's another S that applies, stimulation of the immune system, for instance. If you're getting on a plane, heaven knows you should probably take something to stimulate your immune system. There's going to be people on there. My last trip was at Thanksgiving to go see my mom in Florida. And man, coming back, it was ringing in my ears, all this, you know, sniffling and coughing and sneezing and stuff. And I just thought,
the orchestra of sick.
You know, so there's the substitution was missing, support for certain organs, stimulation. Support could be too of something like your digestion. You know, if you've over time kind of lost the enzymes and the HCL and the things needed to break down food, and you could support digestion, you could support your liver, you could support all these things. And the last S in the four S's is self-treatment. So we find that a lot of the labs we run identify things. A lot of times we'll just refer people to a physician for treatment. So treatment is treatment. I'm talking about parasites and bacteria and fungal overgrowth, that thing. So, but could you self-treat if you wanted to? Yes. And depending on the situation, it might be very appropriate. Sometimes you should go see a doctor, of course. They're there for the really serious infections and things, and they're very effective and very helpful. And we work with doctors all the time on treatment. But generally, self-treatment is less toxic and preferred by most of our sort of natural-seeking customers or clients. So you have substitution for what's missing, support of organs and systems, you have stimulation of certain systems, and you have just plain old self-treatment, you know, and it's really an effective strategy. So I did all that without going into ingredients and brands and, you know, this and that. Just have a good strategy in place first.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the strategy is so important because that's what's educating and empowering our clients to understand the why, right? Coming back to the why. I think we are a little, all as humans, wired for a quick fix, even when we know that's not the way, right? Like our bodies just intuitively kind of want that. But I find the education makes the world of a difference, right? When a client says, just give me something to help me, it's like, okay, maybe we can take that route, but you need to understand why. Otherwise, you're not going to be compliant. Two, you may start searching for other solutions. Three, there may be something contraindicated there. We have to get people to understand the why. And I think the lab test really kind of fits that bill of creating that context of the why and understanding all the systems.
Yes. So you have identified healing opportunities. Well, here's what needs to be fixed, rebalanced and repaired and restored function too. And then the supplements will play a part in it, but they won't be the entire program, not in my world. And so, and it's outperformed every other system we've looked at so far. Again, here's where people say, well, you know, where do doctors fit in? They fit in when the downward spiral is contracted to where the observations I make can't be capitalized on. So the body takes time to heal, right? So the observations we make are about what needs to be healed. And so that's going to require some length of time. That's where the health coaching period comes in. Once you assess and sort it all out, and here's a plan, here's your strategy, and here's your plan moving forward, you need that time. So why would you go to a doctor? Well, when that downward spiral is really contracted, like you get off a plane from West Africa and your temperature's 105 and you're bleeding from your eyeballs, you know, you're not going to call your nutritionist.
No, we don't have 6 months of health coaching to.
You're going to go.
Please don't.
Yeah. So please never, you know, it really should fit like this. You know, there's what we do, our backyard, and then there's what they do, their backyard. And there's really a good integration of those. If people learn how to be in charge themselves.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. We agree with that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking the number of times I've had clients come in with grocery bags full of supplements. It's just crazy. So I love your layout of how we should be supplementing. I think that's priceless for people.
I feel like that's a root cause. Just to come back to the root cause for a moment, like we believe there's root causes, and maybe that initial root cause is gone, but a lot of times there's still a root cause of mindset getting in the way. And that comes into play with these clients that have bags of supplements where they're still looking for a solution, but there's a mindset block here. It's almost like they don't want to get better, or they don't want to do the hard work, or they don't have the patience. I think that's kind of a big category, but
you're right. Okay. You're absolutely right. And I mean, I'm looking at my desk below my screen here that I'm looking at it. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I have 17 different supplements on my desk in front of me right now. And my kitchen, because I work out of the house, the beauty of our work is you can work from home.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's beautiful. You know, during COVID, we said, what do you mean? We already work from home. You can't send us home. And by the way, geographically, anywhere that there's internet. So I could be in Cabo right now. You wouldn't know. I just
maybe, you know. Maybe you are. Yeah.
I love the virtual backgrounds in the same way.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, you know, it's really a lot of freedom in how we operate and what we do. But in the kitchen over there, I've got another like five times that many. And hopefully they're somewhat categorized. Again, the supportive things, the stimulating things, you know, even right now, I mean, everyone can get sick, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think in having access to all those supplements and knowing when to bring them in and when to take them back out and when to cycle them, you're not taking 100 things every day, although I have 100 things in my pantry.
Yeah, I got my limits.
Yeah.
And they're personalized, right? You didn't listen to a famous podcaster that talked about this is going to prolong your life. You've done the work in the labs and you know your body intimately. So for someone maybe that is still brand new to this process, let's explain the labs. How does that go in terms of identifying the opportunities? What can someone gain from these more functional labs?
Well, we look at hormones, and you need to be in catabolic, anabolic balance first. That's your cortisol on one hand and your DHEA on another. Now, they need to be in balance. If they're out of balance, you're probably feeling it somewhere. You know, if you're catabolic, your body's breaking down. If it anabolic is high, you're breaking down, but you're also building up. So we get out of balance, we get more catabolic. Well, the first thing to go after that's your sex hormones. You know, they're right there with them, and we measure them all at the same time. Why not? And anything else we can measure through saliva. We also have a wet urine and a dried urine, and there's blood testing for all this, but we look at that basic hormone, foundational, catabolic, anabolic, the sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and so on. So if they're out of balance, what? Find the stressors. What's throwing it out of balance? And correct your lifestyle. You know, we sometimes just say, get your act together. That'll go away. Now, women go through more cycles than men, but men have their cycles too. And all that comes into play. There's a daily circadian rhythm. There's a monthly lunar cycle. There's yearly and seasonal cycles. So we're aware of these things as we look at hormones. Also, age matters. I was at a store the other day and just talking to some old geezer like me. But he was an older geezer. So I'm just playing around, you know. I said, yeah, I'm in the health space, you know, I'm blah, blah. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I've heard 70s, the new 50. He goes, let me tell you, 80s, 80.
Oh, no.
So I had to laugh. He was about 85. He owned an antique store and, you know, whatever. So I'm just saying, age does matter eventually.
Yeah.
And you have to be more vigilant. You can get away with a lot of things with youth. And again, some of it, a few things I would change for sure.
And maybe you can speak to the importance of people seeing health as an investment, because I still hear it all the time. I can't afford to be healthy. I can't afford to do that. I can't afford the labs.
Which so you really can't you afford to be sick. You can't afford to be sick. You can't afford to be in a downward spiral that you don't know how low it's going to go. This is another good thing about physicians is they do study disease. So they know where this could land. If you have a little high blood pressure now, you think, I'll do some breathing exercise. Well, physicians would say the reason they recommend medication is because they don't want you having renal hypertension and damage to your kidneys. Mm-hmm. And things like that. So they study how bad it can get. Mm-hmm. And that could be helpful, you know, knowing, you know, atherosclerosis and all these things that there's actually very early warning signs of. We can take better care of ourselves. Education helps, and having a pattern to follow, having something to follow. That's why so many moms, by the way, take our course, We don't have prerequisites like, oh, you have to be college degreed or something. No, anyone can take our course in functional lab work and all natural protocols because it's for the people, kind of by the people.
Right.
And we teach the anatomy, the physiology, the biochemistry. It's college level, but it's still the way I teach it makes it pretty simple. And I have a good time doing it. And everybody will attest to that.
Yeah, that's the most important to have a little fun.
It's full of dad jokes if you can stand them.
Oh, I love a good dad joke.
Oh, me too. The world is a better place than dad jokes.
You know,
jokes.
I keep my dad jokes in a database.
Oh, that gets applause.
Reed. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. All right, to our dad. Hey, are you listening? You got to write that one down.
Yes, our dad. We call him the OG biohacker. He has plenty of dad jokes. I think you guys would get along.
We got him a T-shirt with it. It had the symbol for argon, so AR, and it said, "Sorry, no more dad jokes. They're argon."
Oh man,
this is bad.
Yeah, good one.
Oh, we're gonna send that to you.
Yeah. Reed, if you could share just a little bit more about the program in this, for the sake that I think we have a lot of people listening that maybe are practitioners or they want to become practitioners. What does the program look like? How long is it? Intense for people?
First of all, I thank you for the opportunity just to be here and share. And I hope people are walking away with something useful, even if it's just that there are a lot of underlying causes and you could work on them all at once if you have the right epigenetic outlook and plan. The DRESS doesn't treat anything specifically. It treats everything non-specifically. Every cell, tissue, organ, and system is uplifted and improved. And sometimes that means whatever you thought you had, it just goes away because you heal yourself out of whatever you wanted to call that thing. And but basically the FDN course is something it took me 10 years to learn and recognize all these patterns. And I can teach you in 10 months what it took me 10 years to learn. And that's the average length of time. Is right now it's 9.3. We boast about an 83% graduation rate. And anyone could do this. This is for the people. This is so that you, the health consumer, everything, we're all just kind of trying to make it, and if you want control, you want information that's useful. And it's a robust program. I won't hide that fact that it's heady, it's anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, but it's college level. But again, I teach it in a fun way. So you'll learn all the labs, saliva, urine, blood, stool, and what's behind them so that you can assess yourself first, and you will run the labs on yourself. And that alone, Lauren, you're a grad, was that worth the price of admission? Just doing
that
it
alone,
yourself?
Even if I never did health coaching, like me just learning that about my body was, yes, absolutely worth it.
Right. So if you turn it around and just work with your family, that's about it. Now, well, then you could also become a health entrepreneur or get a job. It's a vocation. But some people, it's an avocation. So if you just want to be a really good hobby, it's there. But if you want to make a living doing this high level health coaching, then this is the program. Again, it depends where you are in your journey. If you have some college and a couple certs and you're helping people already, hey, this will up level you. You'll make more money. You'll have more free time. You'll have more geographical freedom. You won't have to go to a job anymore and things like that. There's some financial freedom aspects to it. Certainly emotional freedom because it's so rewarding. And I told you a story about the lady with the hives. How do you think? My head's on clouds, for weeks. I really helped her, And I got other stories like that with kids. So you got the health, your own health freedom, your time freedom, your geographical freedom, your emotional freedom, some financial freedom, if that's what you want. You could do very well for yourself. I did. And that's what I teach in my course, is health entrepreneurship as well. Mm-hmm. So all that in 10 months for less than $10,000. I've had people with master's degrees and higher say, man, I could have saved 2 years and $100,000 by taking the course and being able to apply every single bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
What the else systems, the strategy, and the lab testing is such an invaluable tool that a lot of health coaches don't have. So I think that's awesome. And the fact that it's self-paced at home, I think it took me just under 12 months, but I was working two other jobs at the time. So it's possible to do that. Yeah. And then I had a former client, now friend, that when I sent her to the program, I think she did it in 3 months. I was like,
it's possible.
You're kind of a freak of nature, but it's possible.
Yeah. That's pretty damn quick. It's self-paced. And it does take time to get the labs done on yourself. And we have checks and balances. Through. I have a course supervisor, about 10 mentors working in that area to get you through. And there's quizzes and exams and things. It's a legitimate certificate. We're accredited by four or five different agencies or bodies, including that American Association of Drugless Practitioners. I'll just look, the American Natural Wellness Coaches Board, the American Association of Natural Wellness Practitioners, and a bunch of others over there under my wall that have approved the course. And it's legit. It's legit. It's work. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love what you said. Something that stuck out in my mind is the hobby. Like, I think learning about your body and how to optimize your health, it could be one of the greatest hobbies. Like, everyone should take advantage of that. And then, like you said, then you can help your family. Uh-huh. Then if you want to do clients, but just do it, even if you just do it for yourself.
Well, now we have 4,000 people that I've trained. So it's really expanding the mission. So the avocation, hobby aspect is great, but we're turning people into professional FDN practitioners, and it's finding its way. It's got a life of its own. It will survive me. I'm going to be around for a while. I'm not going anywhere. But even beyond that, there's lots of the young lions and lionesses who are taking over. And I'm really proud of it, really happy with what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you so much for what you've created. And specifically, just the geographical freedom was so huge for me because I live in New York. You know how difficult some lab testing is in New York. So I used to only see people one-on-one in person, and now it's all over the world. And it really is, we're helping more people. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, you're more than welcome. I do it for the purpose, and you're part of the joy in the mission.
Yeah. Thank you. Before we wrap up, we would love to ask you for a final piece of advice. If you could give our audience just a nugget of wisdom, something they could start doing today to improve their health. That one thing be?
I'm going to, it might be cliche, but say that you start every day in a state of gratitude and thankfulness, because no matter where you're at, you could always be worse, so you start with what you have, not what you have not or not have. So I do that. I'm thankful for everything. My wife, I have a son, I have the business, I have great staff, amazing staff, and lots of resources to do some good in the world, have a great purpose. And that's enough to get me out of bed every day and being happy.
That's great.
So point of view.
Gratitude can't be overlooked.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Awesome, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. We will put all of the links to FDN and the free guidebook. Thank you for sharing that and access to the course in the show notes. So thank you so much for sharing your time with us today.
Yeah, free. There's a free Dress for Health Success manual at fdntraining.com/biohackerbabes in honor of you guys. We'll give all of your listeners who go there a free Dress for Health Success guide. It's about a 25-page ebook. It's really easy to read, and it outlines all the principles we talked about today.
Perfect. We really appreciate that. Yes, all right. Thank you so much.
All right. And thanks to everyone that tuned in today. We will see you next time.
Love this episode of the Biohacker Babes podcast? Head over to Apple Podcasts to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We truly appreciate your support.
Until then, happy biohacking.
This podcast offers health, fitness, and nutritional information and is designed for educational purposes only. You should not rely on this information as a substitute for, nor does it replace professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you have any concerns or questions about your health, you should always consult with a physician or other healthcare professional.